The keys and lockets hang from their necks.
Chitrambara.
Dressed with varieties of colored embroidery.
Dressed with variety of colored embroidery.
Pati. On their way to Yashodamaya's house.
On the way to Yashodamaya's house.
Chitta. Fell from their hair.
Mandirvarsha.
A shower of flower garlands.
Nandayam.
To the house of Nanda Maharaj.
Savalaya.
With bangles on their hands.
Vajati.
While going in their costumes.
Viriju.
They look very, very beautiful.
Yalola. Yalola.
Moving.
Kundala.
With earrings. Vayogara.
Vayogara.
With breasts.
Hara. Hara.
Flower garlands.
Shobha.
Who appeared so beautiful. Translation. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jewel earrings, and from their necks hung metal lockets. Their hands were decorated with bangles. Their dresses were of varied colors, and from their hair, flowers fell onto the street like showers. Thus, while going to the house of Nanda Maharaj, the gopis, their earrings, breasts, and garlands moving, were brilliantly beautiful. Please repeat. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jewel earrings. And from their necks, hung metal lockets. Their hands were decorated with bangles. Their dresses were of varied colors. And from their hair, flowers fell onto the street like showers. Thus, while going to the house of Maharaj Nanda, the gopis,
their earrings,
their breasts, and their garlands moving,
were
brilliantly beautiful. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The description of the gopis who were going to the house of Maharaj Nanda to welcome Krishna is especially significant. The gopis were not ordinary women, but expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency, as described in the Brahma Samhita. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Adis Virya Eva Nityarupa Daya Kala Adi Loka Eva Nivashatya Kibatma Bhuta Govinda Mahi Krishna Chintamani Prakarasatma Sukhalpa Krishna Laksha Vitishu Suravira Pavyantam Lakshmi Sahasrasukasam Ramasitam Om Namah Purusham Namah. Krishna is always worshipped by the gopis wherever he goes. Therefore, Krishna is so vividly described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also described Krishna in this way. Ranya, Kachit, Upasana, Brajavalu Varkena Yatavita. All these gopis were going to offer Krishna their presentations because the gopis are eternal associates of the Lord. Now the gopis were more jubilant because of the news of Krishna's appearance in Vrindavan. Wanted to check to see if the translation was on the board. The other day, the translation was there. So I was going to ask you questions. And if the translation had been there, you could have cheated. Shukadeva Goswami is saying something about the ears of the gopis. What did he say? Anyone remember what Shukadeva Goswami said? Pardon? He said they had brilliantly polished jeweled earrings. He said something about the necks of the gopis. What did he say? He said they had metal lockets hanging from their necks. He said something about their hands.
Full of bangles.
Yes, they had beautiful bangles on their hands. Probably not plastic bangles. Probably the hands were decorated with such intricate, beautiful gold bangles and dangles that have beautiful stones inside of them. Sometimes you see beautiful bangles that have different colors of baked enamel inside, which make them very gorgeous. Shukadeva Goswami said something about the dresses that they were wearing. What did he say? Yeah. He said they all had very color dresses. And when you read the writings of our great Goswamis, they describe that all of these different ladies that live in Vrindavan who serve Krishna, they all have different types of complexions, and they all wear beautiful outfits which match their complexions very nicely. It's described that Sri Radha, she is very fond of wearing clothes that are dark blue, because when she sees the dark blue of the cloth, she will remember Krishna. And it's said that Sri Radha, she will wear a blouse that is made of beautiful black cloth. And it's described that some of the other ladies of Vrindavan, they will wear clothes that are decorated with stars. Some of their clothes that they wear is described as beautiful and looking like moonlight. So, Sri Radha is the original goddess of fortune, and all of the gopis of Vrindavan are expansions of Sri Radha. So who can imagine how beautifully opulent these ladies are who are engaged in the service of Sri Krishna? He said something about their hair. What did he say? Yeah. Not that he has any good memory. Very nice. Because it is a beautiful picture. I mean, if you think that this discussion is taking place on the banks of the Ganga, that's correct. And there is Pariksit Maharaj, and he's sitting, and he's listening. And then his Guru Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, is speaking to him. And Shukadeva Goswami is not having a book in front of him the way that we keep the book in front of us to read these descriptions. But Shukadeva Goswami, in his purified heart, in his purified meditation, he is seeing what he is describing. He is seeing the beautiful gopis of Vrindavan who were rushing to see the Devi Krishna. How beautiful they are. He's seeing how enthusiastic they are. He's seeing those beautiful gold earrings. But when the ladies run, those earrings are swinging back and forth. He's seeing the amulets that the beautiful ladies are keeping on their necks. He's seeing and probably even hearing the tinkling of the bracelets on their arms. He's seeing how they have such beautiful hair that's decorated with flowers, and because they're rushing with so much enthusiasm to see baby Krishna and to serve him in some way, in their great rush, those flowers are just falling down like showers. Do the ladies in Mauritius decorate with flowers with hair?
Plastic flowers.
Huh?
Something with plastic flowers.
Plastic flowers?
Yes.
Plastic does not smell so nice. In India, you see the ladies, especially like the ladies in the south, they always wear jasmine garlands on their hair. Just all. I mean, not even on the special occasions. But you'll see them, they'll put these beautiful bela, white, this fatty white jasmine. They'll have these bela garlands tied onto their braids in the back. I'm not sure how the ladies do it because I cannot remember the last time I was a lady. But they do. You see them, like when I'm in Dubai, which is so many South Indian ladies there. You see them walking here and there with garlands in their hair, looking very beautiful and such natural aroma. So these fine ladies of Vrindavan, hair was full of flowers, and running, running, running to meet Krishna, flowers falling like showers on the ground. He said, in this way, they were all rushing to the house of Nanda Maharaj. He said, and while they were rushing in that way, the earrings were moving, the bangles were moving, the flowers were falling, and here he says, Payodhara. Payodhara, actually it means like the full jugs or vessels of milk, but it's used to describe the breasts of the gopis of Vrindavan. A few years ago I traveled in America. Maybe you were with us. Were you with us on the trip we went to California?
No, Houston.
We went to California. We were traveling. I'd never been there before as a devotee. And we received an invitation to go to one community way in the middle of nowhere, somewhere in California. So we drove and we drove and we drove and we went there. And it was just a small community of grihasthas. And we walked in the lady's house where we were staying. She had full altars in the house. And she had full-size Radhakrishna deities. She had been initiated by Srila Prabhupada back in 1967 or 1968. Beautiful devotee. And for the program, all of these very senior transcendental Matajis came. Do you remember them, Surya? Very transcendental ladies. They were more, sometimes I say they were more spirit soul than they were Mataji. Very transcendental people. And one of the ladies' names was Pina Payodi or something like that. And I looked at her, I said, what does that name mean? And she said, it means one who has breasts who are very large and full like vessels of milk. And I said, Srila Prabhupada gave you that name. He said, yes. He said, Srila Prabhupada gave me that name. Big, beautiful smile came on his face. Because Prabhupada was also remembering the ladies of Vrindavan. So here, Sukadeva Goswami says, when they were running in this way, they were brilliantly beautiful. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that they are most beautiful, but they were shining and becoming more beautiful with the prospect of meeting and serving Krishna. Now we can think that we are all eternal spiritual souls. We are all eternally part and parcel of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Ma evamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshastan indriyani prakritishtani prashati. He says that all the living beings in the material world, they are actually part and parcel of me. And if we are part and parcel of Krishna, then it means that inherently we have the same qualities as Krishna, meaning that we're eternal, we're full of knowledge, and we're meant to be full of ecstasy. Krishna is described as Anandamaya. His form is composed of Ananda, or ecstasy. But then Krishna says, Manakshastan Indriyani Prakriti Shtani Karshati. That while they live within the material world, because they are forgetting that they are my eternal part and parcel, they are always undergoing an intense struggle with their mind, and with the senses. Manakshastrani Riyani, Prakritishtani, Karshati. Karshati means so hard struggle. Because instead of identifying with our original spiritual nature, we are identifying with the mind and senses. We're struggling to satisfy the senses. We're struggling to somehow or other pacify the mind. But the mind can never be pacified with anything other than Krishna consciousness. So we can see how brilliantly beautiful are these devotees who are conscious of Krishna. And we see that also in the life of Krishna consciousness. When people come and they begin to serve and they begin to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, people become enfolded. Isn't it a fact? It's like Srila Prabhupada said, before you came to Krishna consciousness, you were not so beautiful. Since you have come to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada would say you're looking like beautiful, like dancing peacocks. Because our original Krishna conscious nature is becoming awakened. So here he says, Krishna is worshipped by the gopis everywhere he goes. He says, therefore, this is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And here it says, they're offering Krishna their presentations because they're the eternal associates of the Lord. Since we're part and parcel of Krishna, we are his eternal associates also. So consequently, it is our responsibility to learn the science of Krishna consciousness, to engage in Krishna's service, to always chanting the Maha Mantra, to engage in Krishna's service, by hearing his instructions of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, to engage in Krishna's service, by giving people the knowledge of the Lord. If we will engage all the time in his service in this way, then our original nature will become awakened. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, that for the person who will engage consistently and unbrokenly in my devotional service, he will quickly go beyond the three modes of material nature and come to the spiritual platform of life. So therefore, let us remember this example of these brilliantly beautiful devotees. And we can meditate on these brilliantly beautiful devotees. Lord Chaitanya has said that if we wish to go to Krishna, then we must walk in the footsteps or to follow the example of the ladies of Vrindavan who serve Krishna with selfless love. Sukadeva Goswami nicely has given us a vision and a meditation that we can keep inside of our consciousness, and that can serve as a guiding light for us to let you out. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? It's a little difficult to... When the Bhagavatam is describing such great personalities, gopis and Vrindavan, and their shining example of devotion, it's a little difficult to qualify to speak in that way. Or even to come up with... I guess questions could be there, but it sort of bewilders me what the question could be. Okay, so we'll conclude. Is everybody well? Yes? All right, phone all your friends. Phone all the devotees. Tell them this evening His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami and I will be given a program here in the temple. Invite them all to come. And the program will begin at 7:30 after the arati, and it will go on for some time. Okay? I thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.